The idea of marketing Petersburg has not been warmly received in the past, but Economic Development Coordinator Liz Cabrera says this time will be different. In 2004, voters rejected a ballot measure to fund improved visitor marketing.
I think the focus, or people's perception of the focus of that effort, was really towards the visitor industry. And that's really not what it was about, but I think that's what the public perception was. And I think since there's sort of a mixed feelings in town about tourism and, you know, the fear of maybe having large-scale tourism come in, I think that's probably why it didn't really go over very well at the ballot box.
Cabrera says the new approach focuses on selling Petersburg to current and potential residents.
Keeping that in mind, when we started this effort, we really have tried to make sure that it's really not just about the visitor industry. So we've been really clear with the contractors that, yeah, you know, we're interested in having a better way of promoting the community to outside folks who want a vacation here, but we're just as interested, if not more interested, in trying to recruit new residents and new businesses and new fishermen to come here. So it's more of a community-wide effort as opposed to just really singling out one particular industry.
Petersburg's population has declined 12% since a high of 3,400 residents in 1999. Cabrera says community branding could help stop the decline.
We're in kind of a transition time where we could really either turn things around and start, you know, improving things and turning into a more vibrant community, or, you know, we could sort of gradually be in decline.
The Development Council has hired a company from Nashville, Tennessee, to direct the branding effort.
Your brand is what they say about you when you're not around.
That was North Star Destination Strategies CEO Don McCann. He says his goal is to channel people's pride in Petersburg into a marketing strategy.
Able to put your best foot forward and communicate what's special and distinct about your community.
During the four-month-long $58,000 project, McCann's team is studying the community. The company will produce a report with recommendations for how Petersburg can improve its communications and promote a sense of community identity. McCann says those might include suggestions on website redesign, a logo or slogan, arts events, or business collaboration. Once North Star makes their recommendations, it will be up to the city, the chamber, and the Economic Development Council to implement them. Local resident Shelley Yort says the town needs a stronger marketing strategy.
As a past owner of a business, I think they could have marketed differently, because I would have people that would come into town and stay at our bed and breakfast, and they would say, gosh, Petersburg is so much prettier and cleaner than such and such a town that I wished we would have known more about it, and we would have stayed here 5 days instead of in the other town 5 days. But because the other town marketed itself better, that's where they stayed. So in that regard, I guess it could do better at marketing.
Visitor Beverly Fisker says she knew little about Petersburg before arriving.
Just that it was a city in Alaska, a town in Alaska, a fishing village, but I really didn't know much about it.
Fisker liked the idea of branding Petersburg, saying she thought having a tagline or logo would probably attract more visitors.
I think getting out and getting people excited about your city is an excellent idea, because people don't really know unless something that intrigues them to come, that just gives them a sampling of it, you know. And so I think it's an awesome idea.
According to Cabrera, the success of branding will be measured through a combination of factors.
What we're probably going to end up looking at is bed tax revenue, whether that increases as far as the tourism sector. Sales tax, if we're going to be using this to create some interest in downtown shopping, does that actually translate into additional shopping revenue downtown? Are we able to attract a new business to town? Are we able to reverse some of the declining population numbers? Those are the kind of metrics that I would be looking at.
North Star will be holding a town meeting on Wednesday, July 27th in the City Council chambers to gather public feedback on the project. They'll also be conducting an online community survey. For more information about North Star, you can visit their website, northstarideas.com. And for more information about the project, you can contact the Petersburg Economic Development Council at 772-4042. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.